Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning, it's the Wake Up Call. I'm Orphan Andrew. We got Gavin here, Katie too, and it is time for a second date update. Let's see here. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call today.
Absolutely, man. So you're on second date update. What's going on?
So I went on this date with this girl named Kristen, and backstory. We met, we took classes together at the gym. We would just see each other, you know, in passing and stuff, and, like, we would talk, like, here and there, and then finally I mustered up the courage, and I just straight up asked her to dinner,
okay.
And she said yes, and I was stoked, like, because, wow, and she's very beautiful, and
good job.
And I thought it was, like, a perfect date, and then she just has not texted me back. I, like, full-blown expected, like, a second date, like, I don't know, not immediately, like, I waited, like, a day and texted her and just nothing, and then I waited another day and texted her and just, I haven't heard anything, and I'm super confused.
All right, so you want us to get Kristen on the phone and see what's up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hang on a second. It is second date update on the Wake Up Call. Hey, is this Kristen?
Hi, yeah, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, it's Orphan Andrew from 106.5 The End.
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay, so
you know what this is then.
Yeah, okay, so you're familiar with Second Date Update?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. So Johnny wants to know why he hasn't heard from you again.
And be real with us, too. If he's a super creep, let us know. But what's the story?
No. No, he's a really, he's a really nice guy. No, he's really, really sweet. He's really hot.
Okay.
I don't think that we're a match. I just don't think it would work.
Is it like something?
Well, if he's so hot and he's a great guy, then why?
What is it? Because now we really want to know.
Well, he doesn't drink.
Oh.
He doesn't drink. Okay.
Okay.
I do. Yes, and well. I enjoy wine. My family enjoys wine. We do winery tours, and sometimes we go to breweries, and there's a lot of social activities that
surround alcohol.
I just don't want to be insensitive to someone who's suffering from an addiction.
Okay, so let's get Johnny back on the phone because, reminder, he knows this about himself, and he contacted us, so
Hey, Johnny, are you there, man?
Yeah, I am.
So you heard all of that, and
does that make sense to you?
Are you okay if we talk about this?
Sure, but can I just, before we do all of that, I want to just say something to Kristen. I am not an alcoholic. I'm like the opposite of that, if anything. I just don't like alcohol.
Oh.
It's nothing personal. Like, I don't hate booze or anything like that. It doesn't get along with me. Anytime I've ever, like, tried to drink, I just get dizzy and get sick and fall asleep. So I just don't like it. So I don't do it.
That's kind of like me with weed. I just don't really agree with it.
So Kristen kind of assumed things here.
Well, I think I would too. I think that's probably a natural.
But I would have been the kind of person that would have somehow brought it up, though, Kristen. And honestly, like if we were on a date and you're like, oh, I don't drink. I'd be like, oh, do you mind if, like, I ask why? Like, that seems like a polite way to say it.
I would feel like if somebody said, I don't drink, if they wanted to tell me why, they would tell me why. So I would never ask.
Good point. Johnny, if Kristen would have asked you or addressed this topic on the date or followed up with it,
it wouldn't have been a problem for him because he doesn't suffer from alcohol.
We wouldn't be here right now.
But
actually, this still is a problem, I would imagine, because...
Well, unless he doesn't care if they go to wineries and he just doesn't drink.
What the hell's the point of going to a winery if you're not drinking?
You play cornhole!
Oh, my God.
I've done it many, many times. It really doesn't bother me. I like being a sociable person.
Johnny's going to be the guy there with some cornhole and a Coke, and he's okay with that.
And he's going to be our designated driver. Listen, Kristen.
And apparently he's really hot, too, says Kristen.
Right, Kristen.
Katie's already inviting herself along.
Listen, I think that this was just a misunderstanding, and I think that maybe we could right this ship. We can get ourselves back on course and maybe do a second date.
I would love to, Johnny. I am so, so sorry for assuming.
It's not your fault, really. This does happen all the time. I think I just need to be better at explaining it.
I think that there's absolutely a chance here that this is going to work out, and it's going to be great, and you guys are going to have a second date, and he's going to have a Coke, and she's going to have a glass of wine.
I love this.
They're going to be on the same page. It's going to be beautiful.
Yay!